He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the conference call edition. Wednesday, November 5th, and every Wednesday we let you listen to what the opposing coach and an opposing player are saying about playing the Texans. Today, we bring you Ravens head coach John Harbaugh and quarterback Joe Flacco.
It's been what I expected. It's starting to get better each week, and the good thing is we're improving while winning, and we're a growing offense, we're a growing team, and it feels really good out there.
Did any of the players maybe doubt you at all because you didn't come out of a big name program?
Not that I know of. I don't know if anybody actually did or not. But if they did, they didn't show me that. Ever since I've been here, they've shown up with a confidence in me.
Joe, it's kind of unusual for rookie quarterbacks to have success in the NFL. But you and Matt Ryan are both 5-3 right now. What's that been like? And what's been the thing that's made you succeed? And then
it's been a lot of fun. So up to this point, it's been a lot of fun, and it's always fun when you're winning. And it's a team game, and we've played well as a team when we've gotten our wins. Our defense shows up, and obviously we have the defense we have, and as an offense, we're growing. We're a young offense that's getting better and better each week. And as long as we continue to do that, then the rest of the season should look pretty good for us. So we're excited.
Joe, what's been the one thing about the NFL that has been the biggest adjustment for you, or maybe you didn't expect coming in?
I don't really know. I've kind of come in I've just been doing what's been asked of me, and what I thought was right to do. And going out there and playing on Sundays, preparing myself and playing on Sundays, and I didn't really know what to expect necessarily, but I don't know if anything necessarily surprised me or caught me off guard.
Did you surprise yourself maybe that you had so much success immediately? It takes a while for most quarterbacks to break into this league.
I didn't necessarily surprise myself. You always expect yourself to play well, no matter what the expectations are. You always have your personal expectations and how you expect yourself to go out there and play each week. So, I don't think anybody goes out there and expects to not play well. So I was going out there every week and expected to play well. And, as long as you do that, you give yourself a chance. If you don't go out there with that mindset, then you don't even give yourself a starting chance. So, that's what I've done every week, and I think it's worked out so far.
What do you think of Texas defense from what you've seen on film?
They've been playing well. They got a couple guys up front that are quick and can get through the ball, and they got some tacklers. So, we're a different team than we would have been, playing them 8 weeks ago or however long ago it was, and they're a different team. So, two teams that are coming in, and we're gonna get after each other. They've been playing well. They've had a couple close losses and some wins. So, they're probably looking at their last six games or so and, saying we should have all of them won. But, we got to go out there and we got to come out and be ready to play tough. And, as long as we play our game, then we expect to go out there and do what we've been doing. But these guys are going to come, we're going to come into their house. And, like I said, they're playing tough and they feel like they're a good team. So, it's going to be a battle and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Joe, we talked a lot about down here about the hurricane and all the effects and everything like that. How disruptive was it for you guys as players to suddenly have that game postponed, your schedule change around?
Yeah, it was a little weird. Didn't really think too much about it. We kind of practiced all week and ended up not playing, so it was kind of like a bye week, but not really. And, you didn't really have any time to think about it. It kind of just happened. And, I think we're dealing with it more now than we had to deal with it back then. But, I think the conditioning that we've done as a team and, the way we've practiced, I think it's prepared us for this. So.
Is that a little bit early to have the bye week? That's changed things around for me.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of pointless to have a bye week that early. That's kind of how it ended up working out. We're playing, you can end up playing 20 straight weeks pretty much. But, like I said, the conditioning and the way that we practice, really helped us out and we're ready to go.
How much does it help you this year knowing you've got a great defense sort of? It's always going to be there for you. You're not going to have to go out and score 35 points to win games.
Anytime you have a great defense, it helps you out. It helps you out your whole team out. And, our defense has been great for many years now. And, they continue to go out there week in, week out, play great football. So, I don't think it changes our mindset. We still want to go out there and be aggressive and, play our game. But, definitely a plus when you have the defense that we have.
Could you talk about Ray Rice and the success he's had this season?
Oh, well, Ray's been getting better and better each week, just like we have as an offense, just like I have, you know, personally. And, you know, he's a huge part of our game. I mean, I think you guys all saw what he did on Sunday and, you know, what he's capable of doing the rest of the year. So as long as we keep him, you know, healthy and ready to go, it's going to be huge for our offense.
Joe, was there a comfort zone for you going to Baltimore as opposed to maybe going to the West Coast or a different part of the country?
I don't know, you know. It is kind of weird how you're sitting around draft day and you have no idea where you go. And, you know, I ended up going to Baltimore. It's pretty close to where I'm from. And, I think, you know, the main thing was it's pretty cool for my family. You know, they're able to get down and get to the games. But, you know, I was going to be in the NFL no matter what. And it's going to be a fun, you know, fun thing for me to do. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, I can say, you know, something else I can say. It's definitely pretty cool to be able to be where I am.
How did you end up at Delaware? Can you talk about that? And, you know, did Maine big schools go after you coming out of high school?
Just a couple. And, you know, I ended up going to Pittsburgh and wasn't really playing, so didn't really foresee myself playing just because of the quarterback situation and what I just, you know, the experience that I had gone through. So, you know, make a long story short, wasn't really playing, so I had to make up my mind where I wanted to go, and, you know, Delaware ended up really being my only choice. And, you know, I basically ended up having to go there.
Yeah, why was Delaware your only choice?
I wasn't released from my scholarship at Pittsburgh, so I couldn't talk to anybody. And, you know, I basically had to go pick a school blindly, you know, not really knowing what their situation was like. And, you know, just because of Delaware's past and, you know, being a transfer quarterback and the fact that my high school coach had actually played for the head coach at Delaware, you know, gave me a little bit of insight about, you know, my chances about going there and, you know, what kind of program they might have. So, it was my only choice, so I had to look for reasons why I wanted to go there. And, you know, it was really my only choice because I wasn't released.
Joe, why wouldn't Pittsburgh release you?
I don't have the answer for that one.
Okay. There's a whole history all like that, but just most kids get released and they want to transfer someplace. So it seemed like Delaware worked out as best for you as any place could have, all right?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't change it for anything. You know, it was the best thing that I've done, and it was a great time being there.
Well, you probably just look back to week two or week three, and you probably can make a comparison and probably tell the difference, you know. But every game kind of stands on its own 2 feet, so, you know, who knows how he's going to play in this next one.
How do you explain two rookie head coaches, two rookie quarterbacks with 5-3 records, which is pretty unheard of?
I don't know the history of it. It's kind of we don't really try to, I guess, figure out too much of the, you know, where stuff comes from or anything. Yeah, we're just trying to compete and do the best we can.
A lot of rookie running backs playing really well this year. You got one. Texans got one. Can you talk about what Ray Rice has meant to you and what you think about Slate?
Sure. Well, you know, Ray probably has been a little bit slower coming on than Slayton. And you know, we saw in training camp, it's funny the progression of a rookie, but in the offseason, in the spring, we're watching him, and, man, he had so far to go and pass protection stuff and just the speed of the game and different things. And he got better in training camp. And there was one 2 or 3 day stretch in training camp where he basically took every rep with the ones, the twos, and the threes. And he grew through that. And then the games come along, and, you know, he's kind of, we had Willis in there, and we had LaRon playing well. And so he works hard and waits for his opportunity. Then bam, he gets his opportunity, and you kind of see it all flourish. So that's exciting. And you look at Slayton, I see him being on a little more of a faster pace than Ray, in the sense that, you know, he's been out there for quite a while, and he's been playing lights out. He's a home run threat. Every time he touches the ball, you worry about him taking it the distance, whether it's a, you know, one of those zone runs they run where he's a one cut guy and hits it, or it's a screen, or a swing pass out of the backfield. He's just he's kind of the total package, and he's scary.
What does it mean to you to have so many backs to help take the pressure off a rookie quarterback?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, to have the three backs, and then the thing about backs is they're going to get nicked up, and you really, you know, everybody says, well, don't you want to have the one guy? But backs, those reps are challenging for backs, and if you're going to run the ball 25 to 35 times a game, it's hard for one back to do that anyway, so we want way the more players that can play, the better off we're going to be.
Is Willis's health, is, I know he's been in and out, how does he stand right now?
He looks good. You know, he's got some little bumps and bruises, but the fact that he didn't have to play Sunday helped him a lot.
If Willis is healthy and you got McClain too, how much will we be able to get three players the ball?
I don't know. We'll see. That's tactical. Can't give it away yet. We'll see how it goes.
Do you know, you and Atlanta ran the ball more than any team last weekend, I believe. You have the most rushes this season. Is it just going to be your philosophy, or are you doing it because of Joe?
No, we're not doing it because of Joe. I think our philosophy is to build a foundation under all three phases, and running the football is a foundation that you have to have under your offense.
John, can you tell us what you like about Joe, and is he been even better than you anticipated as a rookie?
Well, you know, I don't know if we really had any expectations. I mean, our plan was to just let him, you know, roll out the balls and let him compete for the job, and probably Joe being the dark horse because he was the least experienced guy. And then we had just a crazy set of circumstances. Kyle blew his shoulder out and couldn't go, and then Troy got sick and kind of an illness that took him a month and a half to get healthy from, or whatever the amount was. And Joe was kind of thrust into that situation. But we're very proud of the way he's responded, and we sure thought when we drafted him that he was an NFL quarterback.
Did you worry about his lack of competition in college coming out of 1AA?
You know, we didn't really. You know, we think bigger schools, you know, the players from bigger schools are certainly a plus for the guys that come out of those schools, but we saw so many other things that we thought overrode that.
And could you go on back, talk about when we were supposed to play a couple months ago there, how that was disruptive for you, all the hurricane stuff down here and everything like that, but how much does that rupt you guys, and all of a sudden you go through a week of practice and you don't play?
Well, you know, it was obviously we're not, you know, going to complain about it because we didn't have to go through nearly as much as the Texans had to go through or that the people of Houston had to go through, you know, so, you know, we're understanding of it. We just practiced for a week and then, you know, you get excited to go play a game and you get yourself emotionally prepared and then you don't get to play. We were disappointed because we did want to play, but we didn't blame anybody for it.
John, if you could have one thing that influenced you, that Andy influenced you with, what would it be?
You know, Andy's got a sign behind his desk that he's had ever since the day he got there, and it's just two words. It says, "Don't judge." And that was something I just always looked at and finally asked him about 5 years into the deal. And his basic thing was, you know, we as coaches, we evaluate all the time, but everybody brings something different to the table, personality-wise, culture-wise, background-wise, experience-wise, and just keep that in mind when you're dealing with people.
John, was that a hindrance to you to have a bye so early in the schedule?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Did that sort of disrupt your overall plan to have a bye so early in the season opposed to later when it should have been?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, it did disrupt us in the sense that it wasn't, you know, part of our plan. You know, we kind of lay out your season and your practice formats and stuff, and we had a plan for this week to be in the bye, and obviously that had to change.
You got one of the best defenses in the league. Does it matter to you who's playing quarterback for the Texans?
Well, yeah, it matters in the sense that you're talking about two guys that do things a little bit differently, but, you know, we've said this all along here. We think Sage Rosenfels is a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's proven that. I think people in Houston feel that way. We think people all around the league feel that way. So we don't think there's any drop-off at all.
All you Texans,